everybody. That's right. They're correct. It's time for the good stuff with Kim and Mike.
Well, the Tri-State Livestock News is not like any other publication for agriculture. They have the only weekly one that provides comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment and sales. We are the cattleman's publication, no exceptions. So, what's your story? If you value the livestock industry, well, you need a subscription to Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. You can find it online at tsln.com.
And I have a piece called Hugs. I am not exactly sure who wrote it, but it's a good, solid piece of information, something we all enjoy, I think. It's wondrous what a hug can do. A hug can cheer you when you're blue. A hug can say, I love you so, or gee, I hate to see you go. A hug is welcome back again, and great to see you. Where have you been? A hug can soothe a small child's pain and bring a rainbow after rain. The hug, there's just no doubt about it. We scarcely could survive without it. A hug delights and warms and charms. It must be why God gave us arms. Hugs are great for fathers and mothers, sweet for sisters, swell for brothers. And chances are your favorite aunts love them more than potted plants. Kittens crave them, puppies love them, heads of state are not above them. A hug can break the language barrier and make your travels so much merrier. No need to fret about your store of them. The more you give, the more there's more of them. So stretch those arms out without delay and give someone a hug today.
I have something. We're coming up on rodeo season. I mean, pro rodeo has been going on and all those kind of things, but we're getting ready for high school rodeo season in another month or so, and 4-H rodeo is big in some of the states that are in our listening area. And then, of course, all of the amateur rodeo associations that give an opportunity to people to compete in the sport that they love. And this is something called Ain't No Life After Rodeo, or the Polish Hobo Rodeo Poet's Commencement Address, to the chagrin of every graduate's mother at the College of Buckaroo Knowledge. And this was from Paul Zarzyski, okay? So, here we go. There ain't no life after rodeo. Sold up old cowboys will tell you so. So, when you feel your spur lick weaken and your bareback rigging goes to leaking, bury your gripper elbow deep to heck with looking before you leap. Fight for those holts. Sight down that mane. Spit in the face of age and pain. Give that hammerhead a hardware bath. Dazzle the judges with 90s math. Spur the rivets off your wranglers. Acapella rowels don't need danglers. Rake like a maniac. Tick for tick. Tip your resistol. Flick the crowd's beck. Fast feet, fast feet. Gas it and mash toes. Turned out with each jab and slash. Insanity, love, plus aggression. Call it passion, call it obsession. Adrenaline fury, 200 proof like guzzling moonshine up on the roof. Running on butte, Ledoux songs and caffeine. You rollicking, rosined up, spurring machine. Too lazy to work, too scared to steal. Slaving for wages, bushwhacks your zeal. So charge that front end for those eight. You ain't no rodeo reprobate. Grit each stroke out with every tooth. You're swimming the cowboy fountain of youth. Love that sunfish and love that high dive. Believe that you will ride till you're 95. Paul Zarzyski, today ain't no life after rodeo.
Here's a little story. The topic of the day at Army Airborne School was what you should do if your parachute malfunctions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we had just gotten to the part about reserve parachutes when another student raised his hand. If the main parachute malfunctions, he says, how long do we have to deploy the reserve? Looking the trooper square in the face, the instructor replied, the rest of your life.
I was going to say, he would say all the way to the ground.
Yeah, something along that line. Here's another one. With a pile of 300 resumes on his desk and a need to pick someone quickly, my boss told me to make calls on 50 and toss the rest. Throw away 250 resumes, I asked him. I was shocked. What if the best candidate is in there? You have a point, he said, but then again, I don't need people with bad luck around here.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
That definitely is. So going to remind you today, throughout the day, to stop for a moment, take a break, stretch, and clear your mind. Just take a deep breath throughout your stressful day. And thank you so much for joining us on The Good Stuff.